In Congo, the humanitarian situation in the country's war-torn eastern provinces remains dire, with over 20% of the population of North Kivu in displacement and hundreds of reported cases of cholera and measles. Amid the difficulty, the kidnapping of children to fill the ranks of child armies continues. We spoke to the communications specialist for UNICEF, Jaya Murthy.
There has been active recruitment drives by all armed groups that are present in North Kivu, who are actively recruiting children and men also. For example, over the last 5 years, we've helped reintegrate over 10,000 children, reunify 10,000 children back with the families and reintegrate them into their communities. Now, with armed groups actively recruiting again, the first children or people that they're looking for are people that have already served with them or served in an armed group. So children that have already been in an armed group are the first ones sought out. So many of our hard-won gains that we have gained over the past 5 years are now at risk because children are being targeted again. And we know of some children that have been in armed groups now for 3 or 4 times. So they're recruited, separated, re-recruited, separated again, and re-recruited. So it's just a vicious cycle of recruitment and children being forced into armed groups.